Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to But I'm a Lesbian, the podcast where we serve all baddie sass, queer film reviews, and everything in between. Whether you're a baby gay
or a queer elder, we're here, we're queer, and we're diving deep into all things lesbian. We're your hosts, Caitlin
and Angelina.
Get ready for some sapphic serotonin. And there's going to be a lot in this episode. so many feelings, which I don't think this movie's really marketed as having a lot of feelings. But you know what? It gives me a lot of feelings.
Yeah, because we read.
Not all sexual feelings. Exactly. I think that's all it was marketed as, was like just sex.
Yeah, like very explicit.
Did this movie get an NC-17 rating or was it R?
I want to say it got an NC-17. Actually, I don't know. I don't know if it did or not.
Pretty scandalous.
It was very scary.
Anyway, the movie that we are going to talk about is the glamorous, sexy, extremely hot cult classic, Showgirls. This movie got terrible reviews when it came out, but it has become very well known and quite widely accepted by lesbians as a sapphic film. At least we agreed on that. My wife was
absolutely
like, what are you talking about? But to us, very
good. It's a classic. I feel like it is maybe just in this specific for us.
But then rewatching it, I was like, this is even gayer than I remember.
Exactly.
It's so gay. It really is. So yes, it did get an NC-17 rating, which I think had probably contributed to it getting such bad reviews, because it was 1995. It was like, this is so scandalous. This is just sex, blah, blah, blah. But there's so much more to it. So something that has always stood out to me about this movie is the makeup. It's truly iconic.
It really is.
Yes. Will you tell me, Angelina, a little about your makeup journey? Like, what are your early makeup memories? Who inspired you? When did you start wearing it? Just anything you think of when you think about makeup.
So for makeup, I started wearing, like, my mom let me curl my eyelashes and like do blush and stuff. And like wear, I was always allowed to wear like lip gloss because I loved lip gloss. And she's like, all right, whatever. So I'd have like buckets full of like every lip gloss. I was like hoarding it.
And I was like that too. I was like, I need all the lip gloss.
Literally all the flavors, every single one, like glittery. I was like, oh my gosh, yes. So that was like the first thing that I was allowed to wear. Mm-hmm. But like when I was younger, my sister, because she's like 6 years older than me, my mom would let her use her makeup, and we would like, my sister would like do my makeup and she would do hers, but obviously we didn't know what we were doing. So it would just be like whatever. But there's this one specific like lip. It's not like, I don't know what to call it really. It's not like a stain and it's not like lipstick, but it's more like a balm, like a tinted balm, but it was a little bit more pigmented than that.
Okay.
And it was like in this little like silver thing, like this big.
Like a pot?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't remember where she got it from. Actually, I think I asked her, but she didn't remember either. And every time we would like play dress up, I just loved how it looked on me. And I was aww, like, oh my God. And then when my mom would wear it, I'd be like, oh my God, that's my favorite. And I always try to convince her, like, can I just wear it to school? And she's like, no, because they're going to be like, why is your daughter wearing makeup to elementary school?
Yeah.
So, and then, so I started wearing that, like maybe when I was like 12, 13, like I was able to do like blush. And then after that, I was like able to do like more makeup. And my sister at that point was already like out of high school. So she had like gone through her makeup journey of like my mom and my older sister helping her with her makeup. So she was like teaching me like the do's and don'ts of that. But that still didn't stop me from making my own mistakes.
We have to
live you and have learn. To learn. You anyone can tell you like, don't do this, don't do that. I did that. And you can listen, but you're still gonna make other mistakes.
Yeah. And you know? Honestly, we all collectively have made mistakes because people look back at the 2016 brows and like make fun of them. But in 2016, we all loved those brows. And you know what? I still love those brows. I don't give a fuck. Maybe that makes me seem old, but I love 2016 makeup.
Yes. They said it's like something about it. It's just so full glam. Like it's just so nice. And I don't see anything wrong with it. It's like fun looking at all the styles throughout the years because it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Something to be ashamed of. No. What about you? Who inspired you?
Oh my God. I love makeup. It's like my favorite thing. Like I could spend all my money on it. So my very early inspirations, similar to the makeup in this movie, because a lot of what I notice in this movie is this very 90s, like dark lip liner.
I know. It's so pretty.
Which I love. And then I kind of realized as I got older, because I've always done that. And then I'm like, oh my God, I feel like, because Pamela Anderson was who inspired me.
Yeah.
She always did like the dark lip liner, the very like dramatic,
like the eye, like eyes, the smoky,
like a smoky dark eye. And I just thought she was so beautiful. And I just wanted to like look like her when I grew up. I always feel like there's this quote from Dolly Parton and it's so me. I'm like, she gets me. and it's like about how when she saw like the town tramp, like that's what her mom called this girl. She thought she was the most beautiful woman she'd ever seen. And she's like, well, if that's trash, that's what I want to be like when I grow up. Like, and I'm like, girl, same. Because people talk so much shit about Pamela Anderson and like called her trashy. And I was like, I think she's so perfect and beautiful. And I love her.
They were just haters.
Whatever. I love Pamela Anderson. Now that she's older and she's not wearing as much makeup, people are being mean to her about that, like for like aging gracefully, not wearing as much makeup. And it's like, but they were mean to her when she wore a lot of makeup.
People they just hate women. That's it.
Yeah. And I will never, a lot of the women that talk shit on really hot women, it's because you're jealous. Yeah. I know because I've done the same thing. I talked about it. Scarlett Johansson, I was like, I hate her. Because everyone that I've dated thought she was hot. And I was like, well, no, I don't like her.
You're like, fuck her.
I didn't like Megan Fox for the longest time. I was one of those haters that would make fun of her thumbs. But it's because I knew she was so fucking beautiful. And like, I was mad about it. And it's like, girl, that is like not being a girl's girl. And I realized as I became an adult. But no, I was always really inspired by Pamela Anderson. I always liked like a lot of makeup. Like look. And but what I was gonna say is I realized as I've gotten older that I feel like that 90s lip liner look is really stolen from cholas. Like it's very cultural appropriation. I was talking to my wife about it. I'm like, oh my God, have I been accidentally appropriating this culture without realizing? Because I was basing it off of
everybody,
Pamela Anderson. But Pamela Anderson's makeup artist was probably basing it off of like the cholas that she would see around like LA in the late early 90s because this was like it became like the thing. So oops. I do feel bad about that, but I didn't realize. I also would always do like the like pointy eyeliner, which is also like a chola thing. And I didn't realize it until when I worked at Sephora. A girl, I don't know what we're talking about, but this one woman that worked there that was a little older was like, well, Caitlin does chola makeup every day. And I was like, I was like, I do? And she's like, yeah, you're always doing the like thick black liner, the dramatic brows, and the lip liner. And I was like, oh my God, I'm accidentally appropriating.
You thought you were just doing you.
I mean, but I love makeup that looks like makeup. I always have. I love glitter and I love bold colors. And I've made a lot of mistakes when I was younger. I was very into blue eyeshadow when I was like 12 and like my mom let me wear it and I looked crazy with my blue eyeshadow and red lipstick. But you know, I was expressing myself.
I love blue and red. You know what?
Yeah, it's patriotic. Like,
oh my God.
Okay. America.
You know, I mean, yes, but I feel like it goes well, maybe just like certain shades, right?
I think there's a part in this movie where Nomi has like a red
she has like a red lip and blue.
Very
but they
beautiful.
Add like more, like you said, like the glitter. And they also do like the little like gems, like the little.
They do like rhinestones on their face.
It's so pretty.
So beautiful. But my literal biggest makeup inspiration was my cousin, Jessica. It's like 5 years older than me. And I just always thought she was so beautiful. And she always, she worked at Estee Lauder when she was a teenager. And then when she turned 18, she started working at MAC. And she worked at the MAC counter for a long time. And this was in the early 2000s when MAC was everything. I mean, maybe MAC still is, but when they started selling in China, and they had always been against animal testing. And then they kept selling in China when China made the rules that to sell there, you have to test on animals. I was like, oh, they're fucking sellouts. Like, I'm not going to wear Mac anymore. So I stopped wearing Mac. So like I've said, this is my Aquariusness. When I'm not into something, I don't think anyone else is into it anymore. So I don't think Mac is cool anymore. But she always had that Mac look. Like, you know, like when you go to the makeup counters, they have like a very like heavy face, but it's like a beautiful heavy face. It's just painted. And she always had these beautiful, perfect like eyebrows. And I could never get my eyebrows to look like hers. I don't know how she did it. It was like, because she was blonde. So they were like this very like taupe color. And they looked like they were drawn on, but they were like so perfect, like painted. They were beautiful. Anyway, I could talk about makeup forever, but I wanted to say one last thing. I think it's really cute. I don't know if you have this with like siblings or like cousins or anything, but like, I always really looked up to my cousin Jessica because I thought that, you know, she was older. I thought she was so pretty, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't know that any of my cousins felt like that about me. And then when I was like 28 or 29, my cousin Natalie, who was like 16 at the time, she was like, when I was growing up, I thought you were the coolest girl ever. Like, she's like, I was like scared to like talk to you. Like, I felt like you were like, you know,
like too cool.
Too cool. She's like, I wanted to be like you. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so sweet, because I felt like that about my older cousin. So I feel like there's probably a younger cousin now that feels that way about
her. Yeah. It's like, it's sweet. That's such a compliment, honestly.
I know. It was cute. She went through this very like alt phase. And now I'm like, oh my God, was it because of me? She's like, my cousin Caitlin has piercings and is so
she's
cool.
She's like, I remember Caitlin seeing her do that. Yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
So cute. But anyway, makeup is fun. I love it. I've gone through phases with it. And like, as I've gotten older, I don't wear as much like every day for work.
Yeah.
I do the very basics, like mascara, a little bit of eyeliner, and like a lip something.
Mm-hmm.
But I have boxes and boxes of makeup. So it's so fun. Okay. So let's move on to our hot takes and burning desires. Do you have anything that you want to share?
Okay. Yes. And I feel like it's similar to the other one. And yes, this movie is very gay, but I really wanted Nomi and Crystal to end up together.
Yeah.
But Crystal was really mean.
I know, but she's so beautiful.
She was so hot, but she was really mean. And I feel like it'd be a very toxic relationship.
Yeah.
But I still wanted them together.
I know. So. I was like, it was giving enemies to lovers, but they couldn't do the lovers part because it was 1995. They already had too much straight sex
exactly.
to also make it be too lesbian.
It would
overtly
bomb. Absolutely. Yeah. If they already had low ratings, it would just not even be.
I know. It would have gotten like typecast as like a lesbian movie. And then.
And then maybe more lesbians would have loved it.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I put that, that it should have been enemies to lovers, but the lovers part didn't happen. But I also put, this was made fun of so aggressively because of slut shaming. And it makes me mad because it was actually really good. And I feel like it was because the star, Elizabeth Berkley, was before this, she was only known for, what's that show? You know. The high school one with Tiffany Amber Thiessen and the guy that is Mario Lopez was in it.
Saved by the Bell?
Yes!
Okay,
yes!
I was like.
Okay, she was in Saved by the Bell. Oh. So this was her big grown-up role, and it was very sexual, and she just got slut-shamed. I feel like it kind of like ruined her career. I mean, fortunately, lesbians have had her back because then she was on
the
L-Word.
She's on the L-Word as well. Yeah. I was just going to say.
But yeah, it's like this. I was – when I was watching the movie this time, I saw that it was like made by the same people as Basic Instinct.
Mm-hmm.
So Basic Instinct was really scandalous because it showed the ladies' vajojo area, right? Yeah. I've never seen that movie. I did see I wanted to see it. I was like, what?
When you said that lady, I was like, yeah.
Sharon,
I was going to say Sharon Needles.
Sharon
and then
Needles
I wanted to
canceled.
Say Sharon Osbourne. I was like, that's not her name either.
Sharon.
Literally all the people that are canceled right now.
Yeah. Sharon Stone.
Yes.
Yes. And I think It was like, it wasn't her, obviously. They used like a body double or something. But anyway, I feel like at the time that movie was very popular. So they were like, we're going to make another Scandalous movie and it's going to do really well. So she probably thought this was like her like super big break, but then it like backfired. And anyway, I don't know about Basic Instinct, but I think there were a lot of men in it. And I think that the issue is that this was like focused on the women, and she, you know,
she had a dream, and she was like, she had ambitions, and they just don't want to see women having dreams and dancing and being themselves.
Yeah, and being hot.
Exactly.
She's so beautiful. Anyway,
men hate hot women, honestly.
They really do. It's so weird. Like, it's I don't understand. Yeah. They hate a woman that is hot and knows she's hot. Yes. They hate that. They love that, like, she don't know she's beautiful.
What does Ice-T say? I think he says about Coco, he's like, why, or something, he was like, why date a baddie if you can't, like, handle a baddie? Like, she, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, no,
you think
that's so wrong.
Staring I think at Coco said, when she walks down
exactly.
the street.
Exactly. They were like, he dated her, and he knew that she knew she was a baddie. And obviously, he was like, not trying to, like, be a hater and, like, tear her down and be like, you need to dress differently now that we're together.
Yeah.
She's always been a baddie.
Yeah. I love Coco.
Oh, by the way, no body doubles in Basic Instinct.
That was Sharon Stone's actual vajojo.
Wow.
Did she have a merkin on? I feel like there was, like, hair. So maybe she – a merkin. A
vagina. I know, but I was like – I was like, I don't know. I don't remember.
Well – maybe we need to look up this scene and do it on our, like, that scene for the Subscribers Club. And we just are like, this is just the scene where she uncrosses her legs or whatever. I don't know. That's scandalous.
I always think of Stacey's or whatever, Merkin from Jenny's Bower.
Yeah, fucking vagina wig. if anyone's listening to this and hasn't seen the L Word yet, you really need to see it. Because we're going to continue to talk about it.
I know.
Like, as if everyone's seen it. It ended, like, what? Almost 20 years ago. It ended in 2009. So it ended 17 years ago. So you really need to see it if you haven't seen it. Okay. I'm like, there were no body doubles. That is what we learned. So was I going to actually talk about the movie? Oh, no. We have to go to our break first.
I was like, wait, you're just going to go right into the recap?
You guys, I'm ready. Okay. We talked about our hot takes and Burning Desires.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, I will tell you all about this movie and how it's gay, even though there are a lot of straight sex scenes. It's so gay. Don't believe it.
Yes, it is.
Reapply your
90s. Just close your eyes for the straight sex scenes. You don't need to. Mute the TV. You're okay.
Reapply your 90s brown lip liner while we're gone, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to But I'm a Lesbian. This week we are discussing Showgirls.
Yes. And during the break, when you were all applying your brown lip liner, I found out something very interesting. Our producer was looking up information about that Basic Instinct scene that we were talking about. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, that's crazy that like a big star would have agreed to do like
that scene.
Bare nudity at that, especially at that time. But and apparently, she was basically tricked into it and by the director, who I assume was a man, pretty sure.
Yes.
And in the scene, originally, she had underwear on. And he told her that she needed to take it off because it was white and it was, like, reflecting. It didn't look good, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it would be okay because they wouldn't be able to see anything. And so she did. And then when she saw the footage, you totally could see her vajojo area, and she got mad and she slapped the guy and she called her lawyer, but then eventually they decided to keep it in. So maybe they convinced her somehow, but that's really fucked up. That's like, reminds me of like, it's like borderline, like that upskirting thing that guys do where they have like, you know, a camera and try to get under girls' skirts. And then they put them on like weird websites, probably websites that my dad goes to, since we talked about that in the earlier episode. but yeah, that's like a thing. I know when I worked at Forever 21, there was a time because the dressing rooms were like unisex, and there was a guy that had like a mirror and he was trying to
disgusting.
Put his foot under so he could see like naked girls. Isn't that gross?
Ew, kill all men.
Sorry. Yeah, for real. What is that? Have you read or have you heard of the Scum Manifesto?
I have heard of it, not read it.
Okay. But it, if anyone hasn't heard of it, it was like this feminist book from, I feel like, the 60s or 70s. But SCUM stands for Society for Cutting Up Men. So,
y'all, something a little bit less.
Especially ones that are
doing. I knew you would
doing,
come through with my strong statement.
Yeah. Especially ones that are doing weird stuff like that.
Exactly.
That is not okay. And I don't even know if the director of this did creepy stuff like that to them.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Know. We might find out more of that later, and I'll tell you if I do. But okay, we're going to talk about the movie. So we open and we see a beautiful, tall, blonde girl hitchhiking to Vegas with a suitcase.
Yes.
This is Nomi. Nomi Malone, played by Elizabeth Berkley, mm-hmm. as seen on season 6 of The L Word.
Yes.
She played the college roommate of Bette, who was, like, I think a straight girl, but they hooked up once or something.
Yes.
Anyway, and also from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. Y'all heard like the biggest show.
Whatever.
But whatever.
And then she gets picked up by a creepy guy, which is like, isn't that always the case? Hitchhiking is really scary, especially as a woman, because men are gross. And she pulls a knife on him so that he knows he can't fuck with her. And then he almost gets in an accident because he's trying to like tell her to put the knife away and he's driving all crazy. And I was like, he's obviously an asshole. She puts the knife away and he continues to be creepy.
Yeah.
And then when they get to Vegas, he tells her to leave her suitcase in the car and they go into the Riviera Casino because he's like, oh, my uncle works here. Maybe I can get you a job.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, just wait here in like the casino part while I go find my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
She gambles at a slot machine and she wins some money and she's like, oh my God, so excited. But then she loses all of it.
I know.
Which is like very Vegas. I feel like that happens.
You win money like
gamble.
A lot.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oops, it's all gone.
Yes. Then a creepy guy tries to get her to have sex with him for money. And then she realizes that the guy she hitchhiked with drove off and left her there and he took her suitcase.
Yeah.
So she has fucking nothing.
Fucking asshole.
What a dick. And so then she's being dramatic in the parking lot and freaking out. And then I think she like hits a car. Like she's like being really mad and crazy. And then a girl comes up and they become friends. But at one point they're really close to each other and it looks like they're about to kiss. So that was the first part where I was like, this is kind of gay.
You're all gay. Oh my God.
Yeah. So this girl is Molly. She becomes like her bestie and they end up living together. Molly lets her like crash at her house because she's like, I don't have anything. Like everything I had got taken. She lets her crash at her house. And she asks her if she's hitting on her and Molly's like, no. And I said, but I wish she was. That would have been better.
I thought you were saying that Nomi said that. I was like, whoa, I don't remember that.
No, Nomi was like, are you hitting? You're not hitting on me, right?
No, I thought you were saying the part
I wish you were.
Yeah, I thought Nomi said that. I was like, wow.
That part got cut out. No, I'm just kidding.
You're
I'm
like,
sure it,
it was,
wasn't in there.
It's on the extended cut version.
So we jump to 6 weeks later and Nomi and Molly are living together in Molly's trailer. And I wanted to mention that I really wanted to grow up and live in a trailer with my best friend so bad when I saw this. I thought it was so cute. They have such a like small space.
Yeah.
I really, when I was a kid, was obsessed with trailer parks because my mom always lived in apartments, but she always had friends that lived in trailer parks and the trailer parks had pools.
Oh.
There's always like the community pool in the trailer park. So I loved going to visit her friends at the trailer park because we could go to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be like, Mom, can we please move to a trailer? And my
mom's
dad,
like, no, I don't think so.
My dad is so rude. He would make fun of me. He's like, you know, he sticks to that like trailer trash. He's very rude.
Yeah.
But anyway, I still think it would be kind of cool to live in a trailer park with
a
my
lot of people.
Wife
yeah.
And have a pool. As long as it has a pool, I would be really happy.
Okay.
Because we don't have a pool where we live now.
That's true. And the babies would be so happy. They would love to like be in the little water.
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know if they let pets go in the pool though.
But they're your children.
I know. I'm like, these children are allowed. This is my baby. I birthed her.
Exactly.
Yeah. So then we see that Nomi like does cute nails and she did her own nails.
Yeah.
And they're really cute. And she shows Molly and Molly invites her to go to work with her. And then we find out that Molly is a costumer for a showgirl show. And the show is called Goddess, I'm pretty sure. But I didn't write it in here. But I think I write it later. But the show is called Goddess.
Yeah.
And How perfect and convenient is that? Because right. I didn't mention this, but when Nomi got picked up by the creepy guy, she said she wanted to dance. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, you want to be like a, what did he call it? Like an upscale escort or something. Yeah. And she's like, I want to dance. I don't know. Dancing is not the same, but I think people get confused and mix them together.
Like dancing.
Especially as, stupid men.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie Striptease with Demi Moore?
No.
Oh, I haven't.
I always see the cover on Tubi and she's just like, wait, I don't know.
She's so
I
just have beautiful.
I saw the other one that's like a bunch of, oh my God, it's like Blue Laguna something. And it's like a bunch of, it has Jennifer Tilly in it and it has Sandra Oh and there's like all these other people. It's like Blue Laguna something.
Blue Velvet?
No, not Blue Velvet.
Oh, that's like, something, that's something different. Right? Blue is the warmest color?
Yes. And they're like, it's like the lives of strippers and it's like, just, yeah, it's basically about their lives, like different people in there.
Well, no, I need to see
that. But Jennifer Tilly's in there and she is so mean. Like, she's a little bitch in there. She's a dominatrix. Oh my gosh, she's so hot.
She'd probably be so good at playing that character because she has that baby voice, but then she'd be like, do what I told you.
She is so hot in there. Like, she plays like somebody really rude. Like, she fights with like other people in there, but like, she's just going through a lot. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that one's always on there, but I never watched it. Anyways, I'm sorry. You were saying Striptease?
Oh, no. Okay. Striptease. First of all, Demi Moore is literally like so beautiful. I feel like, I don't know. People
Demi Moore is very beautiful. And people hated her when she married Ashton Kutcher because they were like, oh my God. Well, from what I remember.
Well, I hate Ashton Kutcher because he's a creepy weirdo. Yeah. He's an Aquarius. Did you see what
came out? That she was like having threesomes with him because.
And younger girls because he wanted
it. Yeah, because he wanted it. And she was like, even though it was against like what I wanted, I just wanted to please him. So I did that because I thought it would make him happy. Oh my God, my thing was fell. Oh, Dancing at the Blue Iguana. Yes. Thank you. Oh,
okay.
It was something with the Blue Iguana.
Okay. But, yeah. I have not seen that, but I just want to say one more thing about Striptease.
Yeah.
literally, I can't get over her body in that. Mm-hmm. She's fucking ripped. Ripped. Mm-hmm. She's like, I feel like she did all her own. Like, she learned to do the dancing on the pole. She was like, her muscles, like, she had abs. She looked so fucking good. And not to say that she still looks beautiful now, but she's just, like, really skinny. I don't know. She was, like, thick, fit, like very muscular and oh my God, she's just so beautiful. And she has these really beautiful eyes. I think she has heterochromia. Like one of her eyes is like a slightly lighter color than the other. I noticed it in The Substance because I was watching that and I was like, she's so beautiful.
No, wait, what does she have?
Oh my God. Anyway, I love Demi Moore. And have you heard the gay stuff about her?
No, I haven't. But also,
there's a lot of gay rumors about Demi Moore.
I would love it if she came out. Like she
has a girlfriend, but it's like her best friend that they've like lived together for like years.
Okay, you know what? That's her choice. If she doesn't want to come out, okay, the gays still support her. I mean, you know. Yeah. But when you were saying like she had like these muscles and stuff, do you remember when we talked about like? You have to have a lot of upper body strength.
Yes, like P-Valley. All of the girls, like Brandy. Like, what's her name? Mercedes in it. But Brandy is the actress and I follow her because I love her so much. I follow her on Instagram. And yeah, she's like buff because you got to climb up the pole.
Exactly. And you're holding your body weight up.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I had a friend ask me. I've had two friends ask me if I want to do a heels class, which is basically like a striptease class. But I can't even fucking walk in heels. How am I going to dance in this?
But maybe if you hold on to, you'll be okay if you hold on to the ball.
I'll be like, just holding on for dear life. Also, it would be good though, because I have a hard time thinking of myself as sexy. And I feel like that's like something about those classes is like, it teaches you to like be lean sensual into that. With your body. But I feel like I would be like, ooh, I'm a dork. Like, I don't know. I get like really weird and make weird faces. Point being,
I know we got so off topic.
I don't even know. Okay, so Molly's a costumer for the Showgirl show. And then we see Crystal Connors. But literally, we just see a flash of her butt in a thong in her dressing room. But we know she's the star because she has her own dressing room. And all the other girls are like sharing, like they have like, you know, little desks, with vanities. But she has her own room. And that obviously is Gina Gershon, my love. Most beautiful. She's so pretty.
I'm sad that she's straight. And she's married.
I know. It's crazy. Okay. So if anyone likes Chucky. The Chucky show has Jennifer Tilly in it, obviously.
Another straight and woman.
There were at least one episode, maybe two episodes, where Gina Gershon was on it. Mm-hmm. And they kind of made, like, jokes about it. Like, mm-hmm. she played herself. I don't know. It was kind of meta. It was confusing. Mm-hmm. But, like, they said some kinds of jokes about, like, oh, yeah, isn't it crazy? People always thought we were, like, actually gay or whatever. Yeah. Like, things like that. And I'm like, stop.
Like, stop. Just stop. Leave it alone.
Don't knock it till you try it. Not that I know that she hasn't tried it. Anyway, point being, Crystal Connors is played by Gina Gershon. And you know what's crazy? This was, like, I think a year before Bound, because Bound came out in 96.
And this
was 95. So mm-hmm. this was, like, her era. She was, like,
very versatile. She said, I can do both.
Yes. Okay. And so then Nomi's watching from the audience, and Crystal comes out of a volcano topless, and she's looking at her, like, Nomi is looking at her, like, mm-hmm. so intensely, like, I don't know. To me, I thought she was thinking, oh, my God, she's so hot. Do I want to be with her or do I want to be her?
Yeah,
like,
I thought, that too.
I don't know. I thought Elizabeth Berkley did a really great job conveying all of those emotions, because I was like, well, what is – do I want her? I don't know. And then we get a fancy topless showgirl dance scene. But I wrote scene the wrong way, so I was confused. I was like, S-E-E-N, a scene? But I meant to say, like, a scene, a dance scene. And then I was going to ask you, have you ever seen a show like this in real life?
No.
Me either.
I know. I'd love to go. There was, I think we had talked about it a while back, like a burlesque show near us, but the tickets were a little expensive. And there was only, like, a VIP ticket left, and that was very expensive. So I was like, maybe I'll skip out, but.
I did go to a burlesque show once, but I wouldn't mm-hmm. think of it like this. Like, this is, like, I don't even know that these shows exist anymore, like the topless showgirl, like, shows or just showgirl shows. I wanted to go when we were in Vegas one time, and of course, Walt was like, oh, it doesn't even sound fun. But then I looked up the tickets, and they were really expensive, so I actually couldn't convince her, because she's like, I didn't even want to go, and you want me to pay, like, $80.
Yeah.
I have been to a burlesque show, and it was really awkward for me. I don't know.
Okay.
Because I'm sober, and I feel like everyone was drunk, and I feel like it was, like, the environment where a lot of people that were there, especially because we're a small community, it was a lot of people that are, like, in the kink community that were there, because it was, like, and that's awkward because my wife is very vanilla. So she's like, everyone here is weird.
She's like, oh my God, get me the fuck out of here.
Yes. She's like, I did not enjoy that. And I could tell that she was feeling awkward and I was kind of feeling awkward. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Then, I don't know. It was fine. I did like, something I liked about it was that they had, like, all body types up there.
Oh, that's
so, like,
good.
There's, like, a girl that, like, runs some of the, like, heels classes around here. Mm-hmm. So she had, like, she was performing, and she had, like, all her girls performing too.
Nice.
And then also, this was kind of weird. One of my friends from a job I used to work with a long time ago, but she was, like, older than me. Her daughter was in it.
Oh,
I was
my,
like,
God.
Oh, my God. I know her. But I'm like, I don't want to be weird.
You're hey.
But you're like, hey. Remember I was friends with your mom? But, yeah. Anyway, we moved to a press conference thingy mm-hmm. at the end. And they're all talking about how awesome Crystal is. And she looks so beautiful and fabulous. And she has all these rhinestones on her makeup, like we were talking about. And she has, like, rhinestones in her hair. Like, the hair is pulled back and it has, like, rhinestones. It's so
beautiful.
She just
looks so, like, expensive.
Yes.
Everything about her.
She looks like she smells good. Like, she would wear really expensive, like, what's that fancy baccarat rouge or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
That's like $500 or something. She looks like she would be wearing that. Anyway, so then we meet this tool named Zach. I don't think we're supposed to know he's a tool, but he is. And he plays the dad of what's her name? Purnell? Emma Purnell? Ella Purnell.
Ella Purnell.
He plays her dad in Fallout now. So it's funny to see him young, because now he has that fat man head that men get that I've talked about.
Oh, like, really? You think he does?
In comparison to this, he had like a baby face. Because this was...
Okay, yeah, you're right. I can see that.
And
I'm like, no, he doesn't,
no,
but he
his head
does.
Just... Men's heads get really big as they get old. I don't know. I don't think it happens to women. I've never noticed. if it happened to a woman, they would still be beautiful. But when it happens to a man, I'm like, ew.
Girl, you were ugly before. Now you're extra ugly.
And so we see that he's the entertainment director and he's also dating Crystal. Mm-hmm. And then Molly takes Nomi to meet Crystal and she's like so excited to meet her. And there's this moment of eye contact in the mirror. Like Nomi is looking at, in the mirror at her vanity and Crystal's looking in the mirror. Whatever. They're both looking at the mirror and they're making eye contact through the mirror. And I felt like it was really gay. And I think, were Crystal's boobs out?
Yes, they were. Okay.
Boobs were out. So mm-hmm. it was extra gay to me. I was like, oh. And then Nomi says, Molly's like, oh, Nomi's a dancer too. And Crystal's like, where do you dance? And she's like, oh, I dance with the cheetah. And Crystal's really rude about it because the cheetah, we find out, is a strip club. And Nomi's rude back and storms out. So I like that she doesn't take shit from anybody, even if it's like the star.
She's like, so dramatic. I love her. She's just like, everything is a big scene to her.
I know. She's like, I'm the star.
She's a wee. Yeah.
And then Molly and Nomi go to a club and it looks so fun. I said, I want to go to a club in the 90s. But I can't because the 90s already passed. Oh, also,
I want
passed.
You too.
Yeah.
Come on, bud.
And then Nomi is beat too much on the dance floor because she's a star. She's like, get out of my way.
She's like, move.
Yes, she's being crazy. And then this guy that works at the
club. It's wackadoodle time.
Yes, she is. She's like, wackadoodle time. And then this guy that works at the club comes up to dance with her. And they like are almost having like a dance off, but it's like kind of sexy, I guess.
Yeah.
And then he insults her because he's like, you could learn to dance or something. And she's like, what are we doing right now? And he's like, you're not dancing. You're just teasing my dick.
Yeah.
And then she knees him in the dick. And then a fight breaks out with a bunch of guys. And then someone's like, she started it. So she gets kicked out and arrested. And I don't understand why she got arrested. She wasn't actually fighting.
She literally did nothing. But they were like, she did it. And they were like, fuck it. We got to arrest somebody. So like it's that. Her.
Yeah. And then the guy she was dancing with bails her out. And he's like, I can teach you to dance. And she's like, back off, motherfucker. And then he's like, I got fired over you. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It was like
stop being rude, but it was so weird. Like
it's not
the way
her
they
fault
met.
That he did that.
Yeah.
And
just
yeah. So they were like, I guess kind of being flirty, but also like don't.
It's like very mean flirty, but like you just met and like you're bailing. Yeah.
So then Molly picks her up. And then that night we see Nomi in the dressing room at the Cheetah. And the owner guy introduces a new girl named Penny or Hope. She wants to go by Penny, but the owner is like, no, nobody wants to fuck a Penny. Yeah. People want to fuck a Heather or a Hope, which I think is crazy because now I think of Heather as an old lady name. But at that time, Heather was like a sexy girl name, I guess. So sorry if your name is Heather. I think it's still, you can still be a sexy girl with that name.
Heather will make a comeback.
I'm like, again, I don't think maybe. Caitlin is a sexy girl name. It's like, I don't know, basic white girl name. It's not cool. Angelina is a sexy girl name because it's like Angelina Jolie.
I know, but I always feel like... I don't know. Doesn't it feel like, well, because you always go by Caitlin.
I go by Caitlin.
Yeah. Like that's how, I mean, sometimes Kat, but you said there's somebody else at work that's also Kat, isn't it?
Yeah. It's because my name, my last name is Beatty. So if I was Katie, then I would be Katie Beatty. So I don't like to go by Katie or Kate because it's too rhymey.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I wanted to go by Lynn. I thought that would be cool, but it never happened. Caitlin? It didn't take off.
Lynn is cute.
I know. Okay.
Oh, my God. You can be Lynn
you
right
guys,
now.
Next episode, I'm going to be like, we're your hosts, Lynn.
Yeah. And I'm not going to say Angelina anymore because every time I think of that, well, that's what
you
I was going to say.
Angelina.
Oh, well, no. I mean, I do. But I always think like my parents only said that when I was in trouble. So every time I hear it, I'd be like, ooh, what did I do? So I always introduce myself as like Angie instead.
What's
but
your middle name?
Rosie.
Rosie?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's a cool middle name.
That's my aunt's name too. I know. So I always think of her. So I'm like, just the names are beautiful though. I do like Angelina. My grandma picked out that name.
Aww.
So I'm like, oh, but I don't think of it as sexy either because I'm like, too many family like things in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we just we'll pick new names for ourselves.
Yes. Okay. Next episode, new names.
Something completely different. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so the girl's name is Penny. /Hope. And she ends up being in Showgirls 2, which I want to know, have you seen it?
Showgirls? What do you mean?
Showgirls 2.
No.
What? Okay, I watched it.
What?
It came out like 5 years later and not like the only
Showgirls
people 2. That are in it from this one are Penny and the guy, you know, the dancer guy. that bails out.
Oh, okay.
That becomes kind of like her boyfriend, whatever.
Okay.
They're in Showgirls too. But I feel Nomi like
I did see that there was a sequel, but as soon as I saw that, yeah, there was like nobody from the original, I was like, no. If they're not there, then I don't really want to see it.
That's like how they made a bunch of Bring It Ons, but I never saw them because they didn't have the main people from the first Bring It On. So I never saw the other ones. I know that other people liked them. Anyway, okay. So the owner guy tells her if a guy comes – oh, ew. The owner guy tells Penny if a guy comes all over her during a lap dance but gives her a big tip, it's okay. Gross.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was like,
poor Penny.
Yeah. Then he's like, you need to give me a blowjob or you won't last longer than a week. So this guy's a tool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Crystal and Zach show up to the cheetah. It was very confusing because on the sign it says cheetahs. But they were calling it the Cheetah. So I was confused by the name of the club.
Maybe everybody knows it as the Cheetah.
Yeah. So
also, I just realized Zach is Kyle. Oh my God, I'm forgetting his last name.
McLaughlin.
Yeah.
Yeah. The dad from Fallout. That's what I know. Okay. So Crystal and Zach show up to the Cheetah and they're all coked out. And she obviously went there because she wants to see Nomi.
Mm-hmm.
And Nomi's stage name is Heather. Her sexy girl name. And Crystal is watching with a lot of interest. And then Nomi and Crystal are totally, I wrote they're totally having cheer sex.
They are.
That's what it was giving because they were like looking at each other a lot. And then I was like, she's literally looking at her and tweaking her own nips. I think Nomi because she's on the stage. So she's like. And then Crystal tells Zach, like, do you like her? I'll buy her for you. And Nomi storms off because she feels like Crystal is judging her. I think that's why she doesn't really explain, but she's mad.
Yeah.
Crystal asks Heather for a private dance for both of them, and she says, no women and only one at a time. But Crystal offers $500, and the creepy boss makes her do it.
Yeah.
And then James, the dancing guy, is there. So the guy that bailed her out that was like, you're teasing my dick, he's there. And he's like watching, which is weird.
He's like, whoa.
Yeah. And then they go to the back room and Crystal watches and does more coke while Nomi gives Zach a really aggressive lap dance and he comes in his pants. Yeah.
But all the while she's like literally staring at her.
Okay. I'm like, this is also she's doing a lot of like grinding on her seat as she's watching.
Yeah.
She's like doing coke and grinding she and watching is. Them.
So it's like it's a whole thing and it's so fucking gay. Like,
yes.
Just take away Zach.
He's just there, like
he's just yeah.
They both want to fuck each other.
Exactly.
He's just there.
Exactly.
That's how I felt.
He's just like the prop.
And James was watching this. He was like peeking through and then at some point the security guard's like, hey, if you want to dance, you got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Like, stop being creepy. and I said, it's really gay because Nomi and Crystal are making intense eye contact and it's giving like, this could be you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have to mention that the first like 10 times I saw this movie, I saw it on VH1.
Mm-hmm.
And so they edited out like all the sex scenes. And whenever they were naked, they put little like purple bikinis on them. Like they like edited them in.
Oh my God.
And so I told my wife how much I love this movie and I got her to watch it with me a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And she was like, what the fuck? You watched this as a kid? And I was like, well, I was like 12 and it was on VH1. But also she was so upset by how many straight sex scenes there were.
Yes.
Like, because that, the guy coming in his pants, they did not show that.
Oh, they just like cut that out completely.
Yeah, they were like, oh, they have to go do a dance. And they didn't show the dance.
Did they show them like snorting coke?
I don't think so.
It was just like edit. Like nothing.
There's nothing. But
it makes
like,
sense because you were like the makeup.
Yes, like, I was like, I love it. They're so pretty. Okay, so then the next morning, James dancing guy shows up at the trailer and tells Nomi that she's naturally talented, but he wants to teach her more about dancing because he is a trained dancer. And then he weirdly slut shames her and says she's too talented to be stripping. And then he calls her a bitch.
Yeah.
And I was like, are we supposed to think that
this is romantic?
This is romantic
because
this is gross. And then Nomi and Molly hang out that day and Nomi sees a beautiful dress at Versace or Versace and uses the money she got from dancing to buy it. It's very special to her because it's so fancy and she's never had anything that fancy and expensive and designer. And then Molly sees this guy, Andrew Carver, that she has a crush on is coming to Vegas. So he's like a singer and there's like a billboard, like a, I don't know, a poster that says he's coming to Vegas soon. And she's like, oh my God, I love him, blah, blah, blah. And then we move on to seeing some girl-on-girl stuff with Heather and Penny basically scissoring on stage at the Cheetah.
Yeah.
And then some other dancers go on stage and kiss each other. And then a guy at the club tells her he thinks she should try out for a spot in the chorus line in the show that Crystal's in.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, did she send you? And he's like, no, just show up to the audition. But I feel like she did.
I think she did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like secretly, I think she did, honestly. Yes.
So then the next day we see the audition, the showrunner guy. I don't know what his title is. The boss guy.
Yeah. The one that like does like not the Kyle. Director-ish. Yeah. Almost like the one. Yeah. Like
yeah.
Choreographer.
He's like old and he's in charge of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I
want something, whatever he is.
I keep calling him the showrunner. I don't know. He makes fun of a girl for her boobs being too big and tells her to leave. And then he tells another girl to get her ears pinned back.
Oh, my God.
And then he calls another girl fat and tells her to leave.
Yeah.
So he's a dick. And then Crystal comes and watches her audition, obviously because she wants to fuck her so bad. It's so obvious.
Yeah.
The showrunner guy is so creepy, and he tells Nomi she needs to play with her nipples so they can get hard. And mm-hmm. then he's like, I'm erect. Why aren't you? And it's like, ew, gross. Nobody cares about your old man dick. And then he's like, put some ice on there, and he like goes to give her ice, and she throws the ice at him and runs off because she gives no fucks. She's like, do not disrespect me.
Yeah.
And then Crystal goes in the back with her and confirms that she did get the audition for her. And then Nomi's like, I hate you. And Crystal's like, I know. And I think they should have had sex.
I think they could have had angry sex.
Yes. You were going to say anal.
Oh my God.
You were like, they could have had angry.
Very specific.
It's like, oh, okay. This is my heated rivalry. That's what I was thinking of. I mean, okay, so then she gives her a tissue to wipe her tears, and then she leaves. And then when Nomi leaves the audition, James is out there working at his new job as a valet. And then he says more dumb, judgmental stuff about showgirls and strippers. Basically, he's like, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And he gets fired for talking to her instead of working. And then they hang out. And he asks her where she's from, and she says, different places, which is so funny because that's what she said when she first met Molly. And Molly was like, where are you from? And she's like, different places. Like, she's so defensive.
She's like, I don't know.
I'm all around.
I don't know where I'm from.
Yeah, it's not your business. And then he takes her to his house, and it has a bunch of pictures of himself dancing on the walls. And then he's like, I choreographed a dance for you, and I need three other girls. And then they practice the dance together, and it turns kind of sexual. I think they kiss, but mm-hmm. she's like, doesn't have sex with him. She says, I won't have sex with you until you love me. And then she goes back home, and she gets a call from the guy that runs the show and finds out that she got in.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes to her job and quits. Like, she's so excited to quit the Cheetah.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner guy is so rude about it. He's like, whatever, you'll be back, basically.
Yeah.
And then Nomi takes a cab to James's house, and she's all excited to tell him that she got into this show. And then he opens the door, and we see that he was fucking Penny. Like, Penny is still there, and she's naked.
Yeah.
And ew, I hate him.
I know. Yeah, I didn't like him since like the beginning, honestly.
Yeah, when he was like, oh, you're just teasing my dick.
I'm like, ew.
Maybe she just wants to dance and you happen to be there. She was dancing by herself just fine. And
I know,
then
he's so judgmental.
Yeah. And then I was like, Nomi is mad. And then the next day, Nomi shows up to the office to sign stuff, like to be in the show. She has to sign paperwork, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they are like, oh, I like your dress. And she's like, thanks, I got it at Versace. And then they all like judge her, but they silently judge her. Like, they don't tell her it's Versace. They just are like, this poor person, basically, is the vibe that I get. And then the choreographer, like, lady girl, tells her that she can only eat brown rice and vegetables, basically. So she has to be, like, on a diet and only eat brown rice and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ask her date of birth and social security and stuff, and she's obviously, like, making things up. She's like, oh, I lost my social security card. I don't know it. Like, my date of birth is,
So it's obvious.
Like, yeah, she's from different places, okay? And then she sees Zach, and she's like, oh, my God, my dress is from Versace. And he's like, Versace. It's Versace. So in a way, it's like he's being nice because he's actually telling her.
Yeah.
But he's also like, he's just a smug asshole. I'm fucking
like, I know.
And then she goes to practice and she gets thrown right in. And then she's like, when do I do my first show? And they're like, tonight. So it's like, oh, fuck. She really is thrown right in.
Yeah.
And then Molly looks so proud, like, seeing her dancing. And Zach sent Nomi roses. And after the show, James shows up and is like, I just have a problem with pussy. Like, you can't be mad at me. I've always had a problem with pussy. And it's like, she's a fucking loser, dude. Like,
I know. Also, like, go away.
He looks kind of short. I know that she's really tall, but I just am like, he's giving too much fuckboy energy for like not like, even being that hot.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And I said, what a loser. And then Zach pulls up and she says, thanks for the roses in front of James. And so James is mad. Like, oh, yeah. You got this guy with this stupid sports car.
Okay, well, you literally fucked my old coworker.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. And then I didn't mention it, but he told that girl Penny that he wrote the dance for her. So yeah. He just uses the same line on all the girls. And yeah. So that's gross. Then the next day, Nomi shows up for practice tutoring and sees that Crystal is the only one there and she's doing coke. And she's like, let's start over. We can go get lunch. And then They bond over not liking brown rice and vegetables and liking doggy chow. Because when they go to eat, she's like, what do you want? And Nomi's like, I don't know, brown rice and vegetables. And she's like, do you like brown rice and vegetables? I don't know. It felt very sexual.
Because the way they talk and the way they're like looking.
Eye contact and the like look. I was like, okay. It reminds me, I know you didn't watch a lot of Friends, but there was this part where they asked Joey, like, how can you make everything sound sexual? Like everything you say. And they were like, say grandma's chicken salad. And he's like, grandma's chicken salad.
Oh my God. That's the way they were talking, Mom.
Yeah, they were like, do you like brown rice and vegetables?
She's like. It's just like paired with the eye contact.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, they talk about eating doggy chow. So I don't know if that – I feel like it's because Nomi grew up poor. And So I feel like maybe that she's saying that because she is telling her that she also grew up poor.
Yeah.
And anyway, they drink champagne and Crystal compliments Nomi's tits. And she's like, you have great tits.
So gay.
Yeah. I literally wrote, this is so gay. What the fuck? And then Crystal says – we're both whores. And Nomi's like, no. And Crystal's like, yes. So Nomi does not like being called a whore. This is what we learn. Because I feel like Crystal is like, I mean, we're taking our clothes off like for money. Like we're whores in some way. And she's like, no, we're not. Mm-hmm. Then they go back to the stage to dance and they're dancing very sexually. Mm-hmm. And then Crystal rips Nomi's top and touches her boobs. And they almost kiss. But then Crystal calls her a whore. She's like, see, you are a whore. And then she gets mad and calls her a bitch and leaves. And then Nomi gets invited to dance at a boat show. And Molly tells her not to do it. Mm-hmm. But Nomi does it because she's going to get paid like $1,000 for like a few hours of like dancing at this boat show. And then Nomi finds out at the show that the reason she's getting paid $1,000 is because she's expected to fuck this guy for the money. And that's basically like, they're like, oh, you're just going to dance. Like, no, you're going to have to hook up with the like business owners from wherever. Like, it's like for the casino. And she's like, what the fuck? And then she goes to find Zach and she interrupts him and Crystal, and she tells him about it and he's like, I'm a good guy, I'll fix this. And then he like yells at the guy that set up the secret sex work thing. And then as soon as Nomi left, he calls and is like, I was obviously just joking, dude. And it's like,
I know, fucking asshole.
Yes. And then Nomi sees one of the girls put beads on the stage so a specific other girl will trip and get hurt. So she sees that happen, and the girl Annie broke her knee. And then her friend from the cheetah, Nomi's friend from the cheetah, who looks exactly like Ginger Minge, shows up. I'm like, Ginger Minge? Then she's with the owner guy. They came to visit. They're being nice. But then he ruins it by saying, it must be weird not having anyone come on you. And it's like, why does he have to be an asshole? Like, he like can't help himself. And then he calls her kid or something. And it's like, ew, I hate when men do that. Like, they think they're like being like fatherly, but then they're
being sexual also being as gross. Well.
So
yeah.
It's like, ew. And so Nomi gets a ride with Zach and they end up going to his place and they have sex in his weird pool that has these cheesy palm tree lights. And then I said, having sex in a pool seems like an infection waiting to happen, to be honest. Yeah. That's how I feel about it, because there's a lot of chemicals in there and they're getting pushed up into your vagina and I feel like you're going to get an infection.
Yeah. But and also like no jump scare warning, it's a straight sex scene. So
yeah, and it's basically like she's doing the exact same thing, like the same like movements and being really crazy and aggressive, like when she gave him the lap dance. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, now you get the real thing. Like that was like the vibe. I was like, ugh. Anyway, I was like, she obviously had sex with him because of Crystal. Which is so gay.
Yeah.
Like, I know that
she's
you
like picturing Crystal.
Yes, that's how I felt. Okay. And then later, Zach tells her to audition as Crystal's understudy. Mm-hmm. And they want Nomi for the understudy. And Crystal is like, whatever. I haven't missed a day in 8 years. Like, so it doesn't matter who my understudy is. And that's called foreshadowing because, like, obviously it does matter.
Yeah.
Then Crystal realizes that Nomi and Zach had sex, and Zach is like, are you jealous? Are you mad because I fucked her first?
Yeah.
So I'm like, so even he realizes how gay it is. He's like, I know that you want her, basically.
Because yeah, like, she's not like, exactly. She's not like, oh my God, how could you cheat on me? It's more fuck.
Yeah.
We both
wanted her.
Yeah.
And then Zach tells Nomi that she got the understudy part and he wants to take her to dinner. Mm-hmm. And then she sees a flyer for James's show with Penny. Mm-hmm. And she goes into Crystal's dressing room and they like hold hands to look at each other's nails. And there's a lot of eye contact. It's really gay. And then Crystal ruins it because she calls her a whore again. And then I was I was like, it's very rude because she's obviously just jealous of Zach because he got to have sex with her. So now she's like taking it out.
Like,
on her.
Fuck you.
Yeah. And then Nomi goes on her own to see James' show, and people are being haters. Like, people are throwing stuff at them. Like,
I don't know why she's still giving him. Like,
I don't
the
either.
Time of day. She's like, well, I'm not gonna be with you, so you're just my friend now.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't even be friends with him.
Yeah. Then she compliments the show and finds out that James and Penny are getting married because she's pregnant. So you know what? Nomi dodged a fucking bullet there.
She dodged the
like,
fucking
good thing. She didn't get pregnant. Yeah. Later, Nomi goes into the dressing room and sees a letter that says she isn't understudy anymore. And she finds out it's because Crystal said she would quit if they gave it to her.
Yeah.
And then Nomi's really sad and mad. And then on stage, the two of them are doing like a super gay dance. And Nomi pushed Crystal down the stairs after that.
Yeah.
But she obviously doesn't admit it. She's like, I don't know, she fell. And then the other girl that made Annie break her knee stands up for Nomi. And she's like, I also saw it. She just fell. Nobody pushed her.
She's like, she covered for me, so I'll cover for her.
And then I was like, Molly looks sad and disappointed because she knows what really happened. So she's like, I thought you were better than that, basically.
Yeah.
Crystal has a long recovery ahead of her. So Nomi becomes the new star because
yeah,
she's the understudy. And then Zach is having a party for Nomi and Andrew Carver is going to be there. And Nomi is like, Molly, you need to come because Andrew Carver is going to be here and you love him. Like, so even though you're mad at me, like, come to this party. And she says she's not going to go, but then she does end up showing up. And she, Nomi meets Andrew, and he's so gross. And, like, I don't know. He says a lot of weird, gross stuff to her.
Yeah, he's a
Then she introduces Molly. And then Andrew and Molly kiss. And so I feel like Nomi is, like, excited because she's like, oh, this is, like, what she wanted. Like, she gets to hook up with, like, the guy that she has a big crush on. But he's a terrible person. And I forget that this happened because they also
–
on VH1, they did not show this, but there is a pretty uncomfortable essay scene that is, like, way too graphic.
Yeah.
And kind of ruins the movie. Like, I don't think it needed to be there.
They genuinely did not need to
make
it that
way. The VH1 version
was
fine. They showed that she was beat up after, so I knew that something bad happened, but they didn't show what happened.
Like, leading up to that was just insane.
Yeah, he, like, brought his friends in. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And then Molly comes out of the room all bloody, and Nomi takes her to the hospital. And the hospital workers say she's in shock and she'll need to stay there for a few days. And Nomi wants the police to come. And Zach is like, no, Polly. And she's like, what the fuck? Apparently that's her real name. Her name is Polly. And he did a background check on her and found out like her real info. And he tells her all the things from her past. And she is very like sad and ashamed. She was a sex worker and she like got arrested for drugs. And she was in foster care and ran away from foster home. So it's like she had like a fucked up life and he is a terrible person. He's not understanding at all. He's judging her. He's slut shaming her.
Mm-hmm.
And she literally is like a boss ass bitch that did what she had to do to survive.
Exactly.
Like she was dealt a shitty hand.
Yeah.
And it just makes me so mad when people, I don't know. I hate slut shaming.
And probably also another reason why
so
she hated
she
Crystal
called a whore.
Yeah.
Because she felt. Yeah, she, like, had to do those things to survive, and she feels ashamed of it is the vibe that I get because she really doesn't want anyone to talk about it or anyone to know. And then he, like, grabs her neck while she's crying. I thought that was weird. And then he says – we can't do anything about Andrew and his rapist friends because they're part of the team. So, like, they're basically allowed to get away with raping and beating this girl. And then he says this thing about how he's like, how much did you charge when you were working the streets or whatever? And she said like $50, which I don't even know why she told him, because then he's like, you should have charged more. You're a good fuck or whatever. It's like, ew. And then she spits in his face, and I'm glad, because exactly. He's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And then she goes home and she does her makeup and her nails, and she like calls and is like, I want to see Andrew, you know, because he wanted to fuck her so bad. So she like acts like she wants to fuck him.
Yeah.
And then she beats the shit out of him.
Yes.
And I think she should have killed him.
I think so too.
But
she's probably like, I can't take a murder charge, yeah, but I'll just beat him up.
Basically, I think she did threaten him, though. She was like, I will literally kill you if you ever do this to anyone else, mm-hmm, or you ever touch her again or something like that. So yeah. Then she goes to visit Molly and tells her what she did and that she loves her. But Molly is still like kind of out of it, I think.
Yeah.
And then she leaves to go visit Crystal because Crystal is in the same hospital recovering. And Crystal is basically like, it's fine. I got my first lead the same way.
Like, yeah, she's like, it's all right, girl. You.
And she's like, I needed a rest anyway. And Crystal is like, come give me a kiss. And then they make out.
I know.
It's so gay. Like, there was definitely
she's like,
tongue.
You did me remember. A favor. Yeah. Thanks, girl. I needed that break.
Yes. And then Crystal gives her hat. And I don't know. It's like, sexual, you know? It's like, you know, like kids, like how they always like flirt. I remember in like middle school, mm-hmm, like all the girls would like steal a boy's hat and wear it, and that was like, yeah, flirting. That's what it was giving, but like, yeah, grown-up version. Like, here, wear my cowboy hat, you, yeah, sexy lady. I was like, oh my god, so gay. And then she cries. I think Nomi cries. I don't remember who cries. I said she cries. Maybe they both cry. Nomi leaves and hitches, and she gets a ride with that same loser from the beginning, and she pulls a knife on him and is like, I want my fucking suitcase. And then it ends with him like swerving around again,
yeah,
and they're heading out of town, and you see the billboard that's like, Nomi Malone in Goddess. So it's like, she got her dream, but then she's leaving it.
Like, all these fucked up things happen afterwards.
For real. So that was like a wild ride, but I fucking love this movie. I love it, yeah, so much. And I'm sad that Showgirls 2 sucks, but I think they should just
remake it.
Yes, they should just reboot it. And I don't know. Maybe instead of just making out, they like end up together.
Yes.
They can like
they
together.
Maybe they reconnect. I don't know. Something.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
We'll be the leads on this project.
Yes. I'm like, this and the Fried Green Tomato Show.
Yes.
Like,
we have two. Yes.
So many ideas. Okay. So I wanted to ask. Okay. It's Munch Merge Murder time.
Yes.
So our options are Nomi, Crystal, and Penny.
Okay. Do you know yours?
I don't know, girl. I would definitely merge with Crystal because I love her and I think I could change her.
I would merge with Crystal nice. Too.
Okay.
Yeah. I would murder Penny. Yeah. And then munch Nomi.
I think so too. I think so too, because they didn't show us enough of the other characters to get to know them that well. And I don't know. Penny was just really basic.
I feel like Nomi is like, Crystal's a little bit more like level-headed. I know she's still like a bitch, but like Nomi's very crazy. So we would like, it would not be, it'd be crazy all the time. Honestly.
Yes. I do really like Nomi because, you know, she's a very loyal friend.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. She's like, you hurt my Molly. Like, I will kill you almost. Make you wish you were dead, bitch. Okay, what would you rate this movie on a scale of 1 to 5?
Oh my god, 5 cherries.
Obviously, it's so good. I do not understand how it got such bad reviews. And people made fun of it so much. And I'm like, girl, they made fun of it, but they probably watched it at home. All the men making fun of it probably jacked off to it.
Exactly.
They're like, ew. Yeah, whatever. It's so good. I love it. Okay, so if you're enjoying But I'm a Lesbian, please head over to our Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook and follow to stay up to date on our newest episodes and hottest takes. We're now accepting questions for our Dear Dykes advice segment. Send in your dilemmas and get help from us, your favorite lesbian podcasters. There's a link to the job form in the description of this episode, as well as our link tree on all social media pages. We're also launching our supporters club soon, which will feature exclusive mini-sodes for subscribers only. Info on signing up is in the description of this episode.
Welcome back. We are diving into a listener question in our Dear Dykes segment.
Dear Dykes, I need some advice. Dear Dykes, can you help me, please?
Okay, the question is, dear Dykes, what is the biggest walking red flag that you've ever dated, and did you ignore it? And this is from Gabby.
Would you like to go first?
Yeah, I dated a Cancer. My first relationship was with a
and
Cancer.
And you're an Aquarius, and that's the crazy thing. Cancer and Aquariuses do not mix.
No, it's a really bad mix.
It's a very bad mix.
I should have realized that.
Yeah.
And I have friends that are Cancers, but I could never be in a relationship with them. That's what I have learned. What about you?
That's the lesson.
I'm sorry to anyone that's a Cancer out there. It's just not a good match for me. Yeah. I'm sure you're a good match for other signs.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're like, fuck Cancers.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, red flag. Well, we talked about like dating, not like serious relationship, but like somebody that I was like beginning to be with. I feel like lying about little things, but this one was like kind of a big thing. She lied about her age.
Oh my God,
I was
so
like,
weird.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember that. Yeah.
Yes.
And then she was like trying to say that she didn't know that I was the age that I was. And I was like, no, that's not true because I absolutely told you and you said that you were this age.
It's giving To Catch a Predator how they would always be like, oh, I think she said she was 18. And it's like, she said she was 12. It's written right here.
Yeah, and she was just like trying to also be like, oh my God, yeah, usually I date like near my age. And I was like, I'm very confused right now because we had a conversation about like school and then we were talking about like graduation. And that's when she let it slip that she had graduated. And I said, excuse me, when did you graduate? I was like, huh? I was like, what? And then she repeated my graduation date back to me. So I was like, yeah, you know how old that makes me. And she's like, yeah. And then she's like, oh no, I didn't. And I was like, bitch, you're lying. Yes, you did. Because I literally went into my messages and I was like, you saw that. And do you see where you said that you were this age? Yeah. So then, yeah, I was like, yeah, no. And then she still wanted to try to be together. And I said, no. So now you're getting blocked.
Proud of you.
I was like, no. I feel like that's just, it's not like, it wasn't like a crazy, like she wasn't like a teenager or anything. But it was just more weird the way she, young. Yeah.
It was
like
when you were like,
I was like 22.
19 or 20, some early 20s. And so yeah. She was like older than she said.
She wasn't
like
50. Younger than she
said.
She
was younger? Yes. Oh, just kidding. I think I misunderstood this.
No,
I think
that's okay.
I was thinking about a friend that you had that said that they were your
that
age.
Is. There was another friend that lied and said she was my age, but she was actually older than I was.
Yeah, I thought you were just now telling me that you actually dated that friend.
Oh, no.
I wasn't going to interrupt.
I
did. Why are people lying to you about their age all the time?
I don't know. And that friendship was before this person.
Oh,
so when she had told me that and she was just like, yeah, I have to tell you something that's really big. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, you know. Yeah, so that was weird. Yeah, you're right. People are lying to me about their age. I'm like, let me see your ID.
Yeah.
What's your age?
Excuse me.
And it's just like one of the things that I had as like something that I felt comfortable with, like pursuing like a relationship that I like wanted it to be. And it wouldn't have been like a crazy thing if she didn't try to like gaslight me.
Yeah.
And be so like defensive. And yeah. I'm like, no. And then after when I was just like, okay, no, like, relationship here. Maybe friends in the future or something or acquaintances. But then she's just like, no, I'm going to change your mind because we would be a cute couple. And I'm like, no, because you don't respect boundaries. So I'm not going to be your friend.
Yeah.
And then she continuously tried reaching out.
That's weird.
So I was like, yeah. But yeah.
I feel like we didn't talk for enough. So I'm going to tell you another one.
Yeah.
I felt like this segment after the break was too short. So I was thinking about it because we were talking about, I don't know which episode it was, but it might have been this episode. We were talking about straight girls, like lesbians that date straight girls. And before I started dating my wife, I had hooked up and like was hanging out with a straight girl. That's crazy that I did that. And I wasn't even attracted. Like, she was beautiful, but I'm not attracted to, like, femmes. And she was very feminine. So I think it's because the dating pool was really small also.
Yeah, so you had a – your options were limited.
She's into it. And that was not a good idea. I kind of knew that she made it she was exploring like her sexuality, right? Mm-hmm. But I mean, as soon as I broke it off with her, she got into a full-on relationship with a guy that she told me she didn't even like.
Oh.
And now they're married and have a child.
Oh, God. I mean, this was like
15 years ago.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm like, well, maybe I did her a favor though, for real, because I broke it off with her when I met Wa. I was like, I met someone that I really like. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to continue like hanging out. And she's mm-hmm. like, that's okay. And she was like, acted like she was so sad. But then the guy that she had been like not dating, they started dating immediately after. So I was like, I feel like they were already dating. Whatever. It was fine.
That they're married now is
yes. I mean, I don't know. I was friends with her on Facebook for a long time and I don't know that we are anymore. So maybe they're not married anymore. But they were for a while and they have a child. So anyway, I guess I helped her out. I got that out of her system trying out.
You got it out of her system?
You're welcome.
Oh my God. You checked it off of her bucket list.
Yeah. Now she can talk about it. I know I have another friend like that. That
she'll
like
think back fondly. She's like, yeah, my lesbian phase.
Yes. Like, okay. I have another friend like that. Oh my God. She's not really my friend anymore, but I don't know. It was funny because that roommate I've talked about before, Lucas, he was like, I always feel like that girl like has a crush on you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, she's straight, like whatever. And then like we got drunk and like hooked up one time. And then I tried to talk to her about it the next day. And mm-hmm. she was like, I don't want to ever talk about it again. Oh. And I was like, oh, okay. So she feels like really weird about it. So then it was like weird, but then we were like still friends. And then like 6 months later, we got really drunk and hooked up again.
She was like, I don't want to talk about it then either.
Yes. Oh my God. She didn't want to talk about it ever again. And now she's married and has three kids. But anyway.
To a woman. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. No. But it's just funny because I do think like, is she ever like, you know, hanging out with her mom friends and they talk about scandalous things? And like one time I had like a fling with a woman.
She's like, and it wasn't just once. It was twice.
I was like, it was so weird.
Oh my God, you're making them more interesting, Caitlin.
Yeah. I am. We can talk about it now. I it's fine. I'm sure it wasn't good because I was so drunk. I feel like I don't even remember. The room was spinning. It was probably like, what's happening? I don't know. Anywho, okay, that was fun. It's time for queer trivia.
Ooh, yes. Okay. Oh my God. Do you want to go first?
Me first?
Or me?
Okay. Yeah. This one is calling to me.
Okay.
Oh, we were just talking about this show.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Who plays Jules Vaughn in the TV show Euphoria? Is it A, Zendaya, mm-hmm. B, Hunter Schafer, C, Sydney Sweeney, mm-hmm. D, Jacob Elordi?
It is B, Hunter Schafer.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Did you watch Euphoria?
I had watched a couple episodes when it came out, but I didn't finish it. Mm-hmm. But I'm watching it again with Yami because she finished it.
Okay.
And so I'm like a little bit further now, like two episodes more than I originally was.
I feel like I do like it.
Yeah.
But then I also felt weird about it because they were like, well, yes. And it was so obvious. Like we were watching it and we're like, why are there so many penises? And then we were like, I think a man directed this. And it is a man, a creepy, weird man. Because then he made that show with Lily Rose Depp and The Weeknd. And I didn't watch that show, but it got like a lot of people were like, this was really bad. And it was just like taking advantage of them, these young actors or the young girl. I don't know. But I do like some of the storylines from Euphoria. Mm-hmm. And I don't like Jules.
Oh.
So now you know. But you probably haven't gotten to the reason I don't like her. So
I don't think
so.
Yeah. It's barely where like her and Rue are like hanging out and stuff. But like,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, I guess Rue is not that likable either, to be honest.
But you hate Jules more.
But I hate Jules extra.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll get to that part and be like, I see why you hate her.
You're going to be like, oh my God, Caitlin, I know why you hate her.
I'm like, I also probably hate her.
Or you're going to watch it all and be like, why doesn't she like her? I still
like
her.
I kind of liked her. She wasn't that bad. I hate Rue more. Yeah. Okay. Which country has the oldest known cave paintings definitively depicting same-sex relationships, possibly dating back as far as 8,000 years?
Oh, shit.
Is it A, France, B, Ethiopia, D, Italy? Oh, my God. I just skipped C. I'm so sorry. C, Zimbabwe. I don't know why my, like, eyes literally was like that. Like, it was, like, going in, like, the right direction. Okay. Do you want me to repeat that? I'm so sorry.
Wait. Okay. There was France, Italy, Zimbabwe,
and Ethiopia. Ethiopia.
Girl, yeah. I was going to say Egypt, and that's not on there, so fuck. And then my next guess, my next guess was Rome, which is in Italy. Okay. So I'm going with Italy.
Okay, it was Zimbabwe.
Oh.
Right?
Wow.
That's interesting.
I don't know anything about Zimbabwe. That. I need to learn more.
That's crazy. Okay. As far back as 8,000 years. Wow. Should we do one more? Do we have time for one more?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Wonder what we did. No.
That's all.
You need to leave.
so sorry. So thank you for tuning in to But I'm a Lesbian. We are your go-to for sapphic media reviews, WLW drama, and unfiltered queer takes. If you enjoyed the show, please like, share, and subscribe on any platform that you're on. Please leave us a review to help support the queer community and keep this lesbian-led pod thriving. After all, the algorithm's a bitch, and we're just two lesbians with mics out here trying to survive.
So tune in next week for a very special episode featuring an interview with the CEO and creative director of Tello, a lesbian streaming platform. We will also be recapping Addicted to Fresno, which is available on Tello and Philo.
I say Philo, but Philo? The commercials say Philo.
Okay. Either one of those. You guys know how to spell it.
Okay. We will see you next Tuesday. Executive producers for But I'm a Lesbian are Caitlin Beatty and Angelina Herrera. Produced and mixed by Victoria Shiflett. Creative direction and video editing provided by Juanita Iriarte. Music by Stiletto Falsetto.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.